It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.940 Total Information AM on KMOX with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. Plans for a Negro Leagues baseball museum in St. Louis are moving forward. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen have approved a redevelopment plan and blight study. On the line, the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, our dear friend Bob Kendrick. Bob, good morning. Before we talk about anything St. Louis, you got to paint the picture for me. This is the first postseason game in Kansas City since they won it all in 2015. Kauffman Stadium is going to be rocking today when the Royals play the Yankees.
Oh, man, it's so exciting, Tom, to have playoff baseball back in Kansas City. And how poetic is it that the Royals get back in playoff contention, get into the playoffs in the 100th anniversary year that the Kansas City Monarchs won the very first Negro League World Series. So we think it might be just a little something special in the air. But we're so excited, man. I'll be out there tonight hoping that my Royals can get lucky. Again, since my buddy Jazz Chisholm said we were lucky there in New York the other night, I hope we can get lucky 2 more times.
I love it. All these series have a little spice to them, a little trash talk, and I miss it so much. Man, I want the Cardinals back in there. We'll get back there, but we do have a very important and special project that is in the works. So what does this approval that I was just talking about mean for your project, Bob?
Well, it means that it's another step closer to fruition, and when the company and the young man who is behind the development effort there in St. Louis, looking at the north side, came up with this idea about redeveloping the area of St. Louis. He approached us about the possibility of collaborating with him to do a satellite version of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum with focus on St. Louis's rich black baseball history. And part of the long-term plans for the museum is to go into these cities that had tremendous black baseball history and tell their story. We are the national museum. We couldn't afford and didn't have the space to tell every city's story. And so satellite exhibitions are a tremendous opportunity for us to do just that. And I guess you could say, in some ways, it's like them being a Smithsonian affiliate, with all roads leading back to Kansas City. And so I'm excited about the fact that this is moving, you know, steadily ahead. And hopefully this will indeed come to fruition. We're looking forward to telling that story.
We look forward to talking to you more about it. And this is in the Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood, 2423 North Spring Avenue. Tell me a little bit more about your vision for the building, the more than just a museum, but the redevelopment project itself.
I think in so many ways, it is very similar to what the city at Historic 18th and Vine. And you've been in this neighborhood. 18th and Vine, in its heyday, was as recognized street cross-section as there was anywhere in the world, because you had that intrinsic mixture of jazz and baseball radiating from what was then a segregated community. It was a very proud, prominent African-American community. And like a lot of urban areas, it had died. It had literally been left abandoned And here comes a fledgling Negro Leagues Baseball Museum that says we're not only going to build this museum to preserve this history. In the process, we are going to help resurrect 18th and Vine. And that's exactly what we did, even against the best wishes of a lot of folks who have been ardent supporters of this museum. And, Tom, I can understand why. Because at that time, there was nothing at 18th and Vine. And so the concern was, who's going to come see you? Where's the built-in foot traffic? But thanks to the infinite wisdom of the late, great Buck O'Neill, who said, this is where we will build this museum, and in doing so, we will indeed resurrect this community. That was, man, in 1991. And here we are now, 33 years later, recognized as America's national Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, and people are living, working, and playing here at 18th and Vine. And, of course, we just announced our own plans to build a new 1,000-square-foot Negro Leagues Baseball Museum here in Kansas City. So now we're looking at this expansion opportunity. And the great thing about this opportunity is it ain't going to cost me any money.
I hear that. I visited with you a while ago. I think the first time we really spent a lot of time together, and we had a beautiful mutual friend in Lou Brock. But in 2012, when Kansas City hosted the All-Star Game, and we had our headquarters at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, and I would highly encourage people to visit it, if not to get a little research about what St. Louis could be having here shortly, but just to understand that it is more than a baseball museum. This is an American history museum, Bob.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. And I believe this, that the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum is one of this nation's most preeminent civil rights, social justice institutions. But Tom, as you alluded to, it is seen through the eyes of baseball. But more importantly, it is triumph over that adversity. So you won't let me play with you in the major leagues. Okay, I'll create a league of my own. And that is what makes this story so awe-inspiring and so compelling. And St. Louis's role in this is so significant. St. Louis ultimately had two Negro League teams. The St. Louis Giants were part of the original eight Negro League teams established in 1920 when Rube Foster formed the Negro Leagues here in Kansas City, right around the corner from where we operate now, the former Paseo YMCA, which we are getting set to convert into the Buck O'Neill Education and Research Center. And our new museum will be built essentially attached to the historic landmark where it all started. The Giants would then become the more noted St. Louis Stars. And thus, a legacy of black baseball was born there in St. Louis. But that baseball history didn't end when the Negro Leagues ended. You go back and you start to look at the great black and brown stars who called St. Louis home, whether they were playing for the St. Louis Browns, who people sometimes forget about, and, of course, the great St. Louis Cardinals. And it's an opportunity to kind of expound on that story. And St. Louis is recognized as one of the great baseball towns in this country. And so it is a prime opportunity for us to be able to illuminate that aspect of its baseball heritage.
Bob, thank you for coming on and talking about it. And soak it in today. I know you will. Good luck against the Yankees tonight.
Yeah, man, luck is the operative word. We just need to get lucky two more times.
Be well. Thank you for the time.
Anytime, Tom. Great to hear your voice, man. Great to catch up.
You too. President of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, Bob Kendrick, with us on KMOX. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.